Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Okay, well, I mean, some of the questions that we got from the peoples are stemming from a lot of this kind of stuff, right? Trade deadline things. And just to sum up a few of the questions from Caleb and Ruben and Jay Rich on Twitter, they were curious how much negativity can occur when a team is like going through a whole bunch of trade rumors. And you've talked about this a little bit already, but how does that impact, you know, how a team, a player, goes forward through like a road trip like this? And some people have been pointing out, you know, like the Raptors' body language at times, their bench body language wasn't good. And so I'm going to throw that kind of stuff at you. What do you think?
I think there can be some, cause like, yeah. if I'm a guy that wants to play, right, trying to earn my spot, earn some minutes, start my career, and I got guys that play every night that don't want to be there, like, it might not turn into nothing, but I definitely got some feelings on that.
Yeah.
Because I just want an opportunity. Like, you worried about being happy. I just want to get out. I want to get out there. Like, you know what I mean?
Hoop.
Like,
you want to hoop.
I want to hoop so I can figure out if I'm really who I say I am, or I can be what I'm trying to be. Like, and you complaining about you, let's just say you the all-star on my team, and like you got everything. It seemed like everything catered to you from my perspective. So like, you know, there's gonna be a little weight of that. Like, we can't not acknowledge those feelings, and ain't nobody gonna say it out loud. Ain't nobody gonna start no fights or nothing like that over it. But it's just like, hey man, like, I play. You know what I play? Yeah. I play. Like, and then you got just the situation of if it not feeling together. Like, you know what I mean? Cannot, because you're like, is he really going? Like, is he just trying to get out of here, or is he just playing? Like, you say a guy, you know, is trying to get everybody revved up. Trying to get everybody. He's like, you just doing that because you know everybody watching type. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want everybody to think you're not being genuine. You don't want that.
Do you think fans, media, and so forth read a little bit too much into body language within a game?
I think sometimes it gets taken out of, because like, sometimes you got to remember, these are dudes, hear guys call each other brothers.
Yeah.
They argue like brothers. They act like brothers with each other. Like, they not, like, we looking at it from the outside, they're not taking that offensive. Like,
sure.
Like, you know what I mean? They arguing over a thing that they trying to get right. They trying to get a solution. Like, it's just, it's a passionate thing most of the times. It's not them. It's not no sign that I don't like him or I want to fight him or I want, it's like, no, we want to win this game.
Yeah.
And we trying to get the points across. And he, like, he might have supposed to have been on a rotation and something might have happened kind of out of textbook that are not allowed him to be in rotation. And I'm like, why wasn't you there? And he like, well, this, you know what I mean? It's just us trying to get through it.
But
like,
if he communicated, it would have been fine.
And now you're communicating this way, it just don't look good. So, you know, but that's usually what it is, though. Yeah. It's usually guys trying to get each other right, or a bet trying to get a youngin' right, one or the other. Like, and sometimes you got to respond that way because you've been responding the nice way and it don't always resonate. You don't want to like sun nobody or embarrass nobody either, but you just want to make sure you're assertive so you can be like, hey, this is important.
Yeah. Constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Right? That's what we all want. Just want to be yelled at.
You should want it. I would want people to not like blindly follow me or blindly empower me. Like, don't just tell me what I'm good at all the time.
Yeah.
When I got one thing that's bad that could outdo all the good I'm doing, that could ruin everything I'm doing. Like, tell me about that. Like, tell me I'm good, but tell me what can make me great.
Question from Logan. You've talked about this, but how important is it for a front office to not lose assets for free? So probably this is like the Gary and Fred kind of thing. Like, if you keep them for the season, they walk in free agency. That kind of thing.
I mean, it's business, right? So you got to look at it. Like, business. If I got a valuable asset, like, not to call a person an asset, but that's what we got to look at. It is like, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but like,
I got
I'm looking at it from business wise, and I got a player who's valuable on the market. And I'm looking at the percentages of him leaving at 75-80%. Why wouldn't I go get a couple draft picks and a player, serviceable player? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, why wouldn't business. I? From my job set, because I am hired to do a job just like he is. Like, we both got to do a job, and that's the thing people kind of get personable with. Like, we talked about being in a relationship with the front office. Some guys just don't want to be, because then they don't ever have to get to that point of me feeling certain ways when I, at the end of the day, I know you got to do it.
Mm.
Even if you like me, you can't not do your job because you like me. Like, that ain't how this works. I can't give you two steaks as a waiter because I think you look good. Like, I can't do that. Like, I'm a kid. Like, something's gonna happen. Like,
steak and mashed potatoes is what I'm looking for, personally. Two steaks is a lot of meat for one person. Can a coach regain the locker room after he's lost it, or is it usually too late? That's from at Get Fred a Floater. Come on, man.
I don't know. I don't really have a definite answer for that. That's tough because, like, usually if it gets to a point where a coach loses the locker room, that thing is like way gone already. I mean, that's something that's not coming back from. Like, if they over with the coach, like, they definitely not coming back.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even, I don't even know how to say if he gets it back or not. Cause if they lose it, then it don't come back.
Yeah. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. There was a joke there. I'm not going to say it. Forget it. Midlife Vertical. Have you watched film of Gabe Brown on the Raptors 905? Because his jumper, sir, is very similar to yours.
I saw this on Twitter one time.
I think I asked you about this when we first actually talked during the summertime. Is that if you had watched film on him? Anyway.
I've seen clips. I haven't seen actual watch the game, sat down, like, broke it down and nothing, but I seen clips, so you see him.
Yeah.
Got a good release.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
He's quick release, obviously left-handed, but I mean, he can shoot the ball, he can make shots, he can move. He understands, you know, getting to spots and getting set, getting ready. I think that's one thing that I saw. I saw that just in the clips from the summer. That was one of the things I saw. He just kind of slid and understood, you know, how to make himself available. Give yourself a chance to get an opportunity without having to, like, force your way into a play. I think that's a big thing to learn as a shooter, because sometimes just making yourself available, making yourself an outlet will bring you so many more just catch and shoot opportunities, or shots, or straight line drives, or anything. I think a lot of guys kind of get stuck in just standing if the play's not for them, and it's like, if it gets to me, it gets to me. But you make everybody better by being active.
Man, the Raptors motion offense, so you need to be like that. You got to be ready to score. You got to be spread all times.
Yeah, that's what you know, when you play open like that, that's what you predicating everything off of, is the guys using their instincts and not being like, I'm going to give you a base layer so we can have space to work in. But, like, within that space, like, within that box, use every corner. Use every little slide you can do. If you've got to stand smack in the middle of it, use that. Like, use everything that's in the box. Don't just say, okay, we got the box. You stand there, I stand here, I stand here. And we in the box, so we must be doing it right. No, like, take advantage of all the space in the box.
Do not be afraid to deviate.
Yeah.
To create an advantage.
And at some point, we might have to knock one of the walls down on a box. Like, this might have to happen. Yeah. Like,
A question from a good fella, Samson, of Raptors Republic. What body language did CJ watch for to know a defender would shoot the gap and he should reroute / backtrack on a pin down? Very specific. And if you know Samson, you'll understand why.
It wasn't so much like I guess it was about that. It's like, if I caught him, like, kind of like in the middle of, like, kind of taking a glance or a break or something, he kind of was standing up and I created space, he almost was going to have to shoot the gap. Just because we created this space, and the only logical route that can get you there to stop the shot from getting off is to shoot the gap. But a lot of times I could just feel guys on my body. I can honestly, sometimes you can hear them hit the screen. I wouldn't even have to check. I could just hear the collision because they be on you, and I'm shoulder to shoulder with the guy that's screening for me, and I can hear and feel
him
hit the screener. Yeah. Or just like, yeah, something. There's something.
Shoulder
like,
to the chest,
just
right?
Hear the collision. Like, and you feel like the little bit of a release because they got their hands on you. So yeah. I was real confident in just how fast I could get shots off too, like without compromising my form. So I could feel, you know, just, oh, there's definitely enough space for me to shoot this ball. Or if there wasn't, you know, I knew I could turn the corner, do whatever, do some type of pitch, whatever. But for the most part, it was just from the beginning, if I caught him standing up, I can, you know, jab him in the stomach or something. Not like punch him, but like, you know, use my body and make space.
I'm thinking, especially with your conditioning and how much you talked to me about, you know, getting that first step on a defender is so important. Mm-hmm. When you had to like find the defender and then retrack and go back door or whatever like that, mm-hmm. like I'm sure that took you time to, one, realize that, and also two, you know, harness it and understand how to get your body in like tip-top shape so your feet could, you know, move faster than their mind.
Yeah, and just to be in position to get what I want. Like I wasn't going to let you do anything that was going to take away from me using the screen or running the play the way I wanted to run it. Mm. So just understanding if I knew guys are going to try to topside me, I knew where I had to walk them, the kind of angle I had to get along the baseline to get over it and get around it and not just get me pushed into the baseline. Like I learned not to get deep into the corner because then they would just topside me. And there's no way I'm getting deep out of that corner with them topside me without wasting 8 seconds on the shot clock. So I started teams that wanted to topside, I started stopping at the hash mark. Because if you topside me out at the hash mark, I'm getting back doors.
Yeah, there's
more space. I can walk and get a back door from all that space. Because you're on the top side of my body. I just got to keep you behind me. Sometimes I stop even higher than that just so I could use the angle and run downhill when I came off the screen.
Mm. Great on-ball defenders when it comes to anticipating where screens are going to be happening and where you were going to go.
Mostly guys that were, you know, like size that could be as strong because, you know, pretty much guarding the screen is not really like guarding the ball. Like the technique is pretty much on the top side. You're not let you use it, lock and trail. Like there's not a lot of different ways we're going to do this, but like guys that were particularly stronger or like as strong, I didn't want to get in a wrestling match with them. So I didn't want to get down into space where I had to get him off me with my hands. I wanted to stay wide and open where if he grabbed me, it's not allowed. You can't, like they let go stuff if you grab me and kind of wrestle with me down in the paint before the play starts. But out on the floor, you grab somebody, it's an immediate call. So I want to stay out, like I said, above that hash and out in open space. So as soon as I try to run, he put his hands on me, I could throw my hands up. Like, hey, he's impeding my movement.
All right, CJ, fun episode. A lot of trade deadline talk.
A lot of
stuff
trade
that we didn't talk. I know.
We ain't even talking about the actual trades that happened.
Well,
around the league. I mean, they're not Raptor trades, so it doesn't matter, but we don't need to. But I'm just saying, we can talk about it later. I mean, there's a lot going to happen, I think.
Yeah.
There's only been really like, what, two or three official trades happen. It's a lot of rumors.
It's a seller's market now, man. Now that the plane
goes
is
to Phoenix,
what it is.
That's crazy.
Get out of here, man. Are they going to trade him? They can't trade him.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I guess if he wants to go, though, then.
Yeah. And you know you're getting a lot back for him.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those situations where it's like, same with like Kyrie. I know I'm getting something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that no matter what.
Sure.
He could play 13 games a year and I'm getting something for him. Like, right now, just because of people always imagine a talent of that, with the bigger talents, they say, well, we get him here. We can, like, people always look optimistically at those type of talents. Like, it's not looked at the same way with always with like younger guys or lesser, like big names.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens. And I guess we will talk about what happened probably next week. And we'll also know more about the Raptors' direction. You know, are they looking to be in contention for that play-in spot? Or, I mean, geez, maybe even hopefully a top six if they go on like a really crazy run. They actually have a pretty easy schedule for the rest of February. So if they wanted to, you know, reel off a couple games in a row, this would be the time to do it. But we will see if the Raptors actually have any interest in doing something like that. And the moves at the deadline will inform it. We'll know pretty quickly.
Very fast.
Yeah. All right, man. Fun episode. Thanks everyone for listening. We'll talk to you real soon.
Yes, sir.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.